into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. And there's so many things in between. Thanks, everyone, listening for the show. And we're excited because it's Friday, TGIF. We're excited to be here on Extreme Talk XM 165. And we're excited to give this free Friday show to all of our listeners. And you can watch this show, too. You can watch it and you can listen and do all those things. And we do free Friday shows for everyone. And we also do shows on Monday and Wednesdays, which you can pay for, which we would love your support. It's called Friends with Benefits Program at Sex with Emily. What up, Menace?
What is going on? Oh, my God. It is a very, very huge day.
Huge day.
For the Sex with Emily show.
Yeah.
For yourself.
For myself. I've got a big announcement.
It's been a year holding this in. How hard has it been to hold this in?
It's been so hard. It's been a little bit more than a year, but I guess a year since I've known.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been,
A year. A year for sure, because I thought it was going to start the summer. Anyway, yeah, a year. I've got a really big secret that I can now release to the universe.
It's I can't believe you can. It's finally, this day has come. That
and
you
do you believe
this.
That I kept it a secret for so long?
I couldn't
That's
believe it.
That's the most miraculous part.
You're getting married.
I'm not getting married, and I'm not pregnant. But coming soon, and I've heard it's July, might be June, might be August, I have a reality show on the Bravo TV network.
Woo!
Everyone, got to get your cable on. It's called Misadvised. It's about three single dating and relationship experts, one in New York, one in LA, and myself in San Francisco. And they want to follow us in our dating life. They followed us in our dating life and our work life to see if we practice what we preach. So that's why if you were listening to our show in November, December, we couldn't do as many shows because we had a crew here for about 2.5 months.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people were upset. They're like, what's going on? Yeah. You guys are getting lazy. And we just couldn't tell anybody. We
couldn't tell anybody. I was in contract. I could have been sued for $1 million. And you know I don't have that. So I'm so glad and I'm excited. And I think there's a preview on Bravo. If you go to Bravo, if you go to my Sex with Emily page, you can see it on Facebook.
Yeah, you can do that. It's on also if you go to Bravo
BravoTV.com,
search Misadvised. It's right there.
It's called Misadvised, two words, and you search for it. And I did a lot of crazy things. I went on dates with people.
You don't want to give everything away.
No. It was fun. So TV show coming soon. Menace is a big star in it.
No, not
Menace
at all.
Is in it a lot.
No.
Menace gives me crap and they're like, we like that guy because he's always making fun of me. So.
No, I probably ended up on the cutting room floor.
No, you're in the promo.
Yeah, you don't even see me. But I like your reaction because it's totally us. It's totally us where you're just like upset about something I said.
I like, what did I say?
What about if everyone's wrong?
And I'm right.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, everyone's wrong and I'm right. This is the promo. Yeah. You got to check it out. Anyway, we're very excited. And it should be airing in July.
It's just such a relief to be able to talk about
it. I know. Were all your friends surprised that you didn't tell?
Yeah. Everyone was crazy. I posted up on Facebook and it just blew up.
I know.
Blew up. Everyone went nuts. And what's funny is there was actually two Bravo shows being taped at the same time in the same area.
Yeah.
And another one is called Silicon Valley.
Oh, right.
And then so in all the confusion because both of the shows got announced at the same time.
Exactly.
Everyone thought I was part of the Silicon Valley show. I was like, no.
Sex with Emily. That's right. Yeah. There's a bunch of new shows coming out on Bravo. So that's also why Menace and I have been talking about TV a lot because I had to start watching television. Mm-hmm. So I knew what the hell I was going to be doing.
Yeah.
So
it's funny because you were taping the show. And you never watched any of the previous shows.
I had
shows,
never seen a television,
which I think
a TV
was a
show
good,
on Bravo.
Which I think was a good and a bad thing.
I do too. Good and bad. It would have helped me during some of it. But now I'm obsessed and watching TV. So that's why we talk about TV. But I hope everyone's going to watch it and support the show and tell all your friends. I'm really excited about
it. That's really cool.
I know. And today's show, we've got, we're talking about your dating and your sex rules. When to stick to your rules and when to break them. We also have some emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com, some sex in the news, and some other sex tips. Today's show is brought to you by Hot Rocks. We had Hot Rocks on the show the other day. Let me just tell you, these are organic certified aphrodisiacs for both men and women. I know you're like, aphrodisiacs, whatever. But they're organic and they work. They give women more energy, stronger orgasms. They give men more stamina, hard erections, and there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like these Hot Rocks, and I'm telling you, I'm getting my rocks off. I love them. I've been taking them for 6 weeks. It's Hot Rocks, R-A-W-K-S. So just go order them if you're having any stamina, and they just give you energy, and they're organic, and they're amazing, and they help you make you hornier and more lubricated if you're a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I meant to bring you your bottle. I got it at home. Blah, blah,
the
blah. You think I won't bring it to you. I have it at home.
I'll get it 3 months later.
I already know what you're going to say. So, yeah, that's Hot Rocks. So check it out if you're looking for anything. Because, you know, one of the biggest questions we get asked is the people want to know how to increase their libido. Men are having erection issues. Women can't have orgasms. And I think Hot Rocks will help. So that's what I got to talk to you. I got to
turn
off
my phone.
Oh, doorbell. Everybody. My phone's a doorbell.
Doorbell. Oh, it's the man in your dreams. He just walked in.
Oh, my God. Hi, man in dreams.
He wants you to dress up as a hamburger.
A hamburger. People love that crap.
I know. I was getting tweeted. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, our listeners were tweeting us photos of the hamburger.
Yes.
From
Menace thinks I should dress as the hamburger for some guy.
Oh, no, just because if a guy, the man of your dreams wanted that
it's
as a fantasy.
The man of my dreams. He was perfect in every other way, but he wanted me to dress as the Hamburglar to turn him on. I would do it.
Oh, now you would do
well,
it.
Well, I'm just coming around because I feel like I'm all about open love, free sex, whatever turns around, whatever mm-hmm. floats your boat.
Yeah.
And if it floats his boat.
Wow, I'm glad you're turning around on
thanks,
this.
Thanks, honey. Me and the Hamburglar,
so
then
proud
I'm fine.
Of you.
Thanks, baby. I'm trying to be a better, bigger person here in the world. But it's Friday and it's the weekend. It's Easter weekend, so happy Easter to people who celebrate Easter.
Happy Easter.
And apparently it's Passover. I'm Jewish, so I didn't know that, but it's Passover.
Really?
Right, Stephen, this weekend?
Yeah.
Passover. So
what happens
it's
in
a big
Passover?
Seder. You eat matzah and you can't eat bread for 7 days, I think, and you what? Doesn't kill you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and you eat matzah and you do this thing called a Seder. Oh, I got to deal with my godchildren. I'm responsible for their religion, so I'm supposed to throw a Seder for them.
Really?
No time to do it. But I am going to go to the park. Apparently.
Okay.
Okay, forget the godchildren.
Yeah.
But in the park on Sunday, Dolores Park with all the hipsters in San Francisco.
Yeah.
There's apparently a whole Easter thing going on. Like there's like the people, like lots, you know, it's a big gay crowd too. They all
oh
dress,
my God, I know what I need to do.
They all
on
dress
Easter.
As Easter bunnies and Jesus Christ, and there's like a bunch of kids, and it's fun.
Nah, F that.
There's gay Jesuses and there's kids.
There's something really cool that happens here in San Francisco, and I miss it
on
every
Easter,
year
or what?
On Easter because I forget it.
Write it down. What?
It's the big wheel race.
Oh.
Do you know that?
Yes. Oh, that's happening in the park too.
Yeah, hundreds. And they moved it to the park?
I think so. Someone else told me about that.
Yeah. Hundreds of people get on
do you
big
go?
Wheels.
I'm
oh,
go.
Yeah. I want to
go
so bad.
Done. Write it
Let's
down.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm done.
I'm going.
I have to go.
I want to go too.
I remembered about it last minute last year, and I only caught like 2 seconds
of
it.
People build their own big wheels or
something? Yeah, they go to Toys R Us and they buy one.
I want a big wheel. I love big wheels. And you race them?
Yeah, you just race them down the hill.
I love San Francisco. And do you think it'll be nice this weekend? I haven't even checked the weather.
It looks nice now.
I got to check the weather.
It looks very nice.
Okay, so that's good. So then what else?
You're looking nice, honey. Hey,
thanks,
how you doing?
Oh my God, man, this is giving me a compliment.
Hey.
I love compliments. You know that's the number one way to get in her pants is to compliment her obsessively and in... Not obsessively, what's the word?
Frequently.
For a long time. Frequently and without break. So, just obsessively and intermittently. Women love compliments. And if you're listening to this show, Sex Only, because you want to know how to get laid, and not just like, you look hot, like nice rack, but like, really, I really like your shoes. Your hair looks really nice today. God, you look really pretty. Like, just whatever it is. I mean, I'm telling you that I just had dinner with a friend the other night. And he was saying one of the reasons he's a dude now, he broke up with his girlfriend because she never complimented him. He's like, that was one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. She never told me I was attractive or sexy. He's super successful. He's super attractive. And she never ever told him that. And he's like, I need to hear that. We all need to hear that.
What
and
a
I don't think
bitch.
It's what a bitch. So I don't think that it's just men. I think it's women too.
Yeah. You're gonna get so many compliments when you get on TV.
How
I
do you
swear.
Either that or death threats? No, just kidding.
No
Why do you think
way.
I'll get compliments?
I think people are gonna really like you.
I hope
television.
So, honey. I was really so. Real. They followed us for 2.5 months. I was totally myself. I don't regret anything that I did, and I feel like I really portrayed myself in my true light. Like I wasn't trying to be something I wasn't.
Yeah.
They filmed in my apartment. That's not like, you know,
a fake apartment.
It's not a fake apartment. It's like my real fucking digs. And
the only thing
my
that I think
my
that people, the only backlash that you might get, people might get a little frustrated with you on your thoughts
on dating.
Yeah, of dating and marriage.
Well,
and stuff
they listen
like that.
To the oh right.
But, yeah, but these are people that don't listen to the radio show and
exactly.
don't know you. They're like. This bitch is crazy.
I know.
She should just get locked
I know,
down with,
I know.
You know,
they're recording,
some guy.
Exactly. People don't understand why I don't want to get married and have kids yet. But I just – or ever. But I just – I'm, you know – the thing about the reality show, Miss Advice, is that we're all different. We're all three single women who give dating advice. We're dating experts, they call us. And we all are dating on the show and trying – we're all single. And we all have different rules and different ways. That's why we're talking about rules today too. What are your dating sex and rules and when do you stick to your rules? And when do you break them? Because that's kind of what the show is about. Do we practice what we preach? Do we? I say a lot to you guys every day during the show, but do I actually take my own advice? So I think there'll be some ways that maybe I do, maybe I don't. We'll have to see it in the final cut. But I'm not allowed to. I haven't seen any of the footage except for what Bravo aired yesterday. And do you know that Andy Cohn aired it on his Watch What Happens Live last night?
What? The clip?
The 3-minute clip.
No way.
Yep.
Did he say anything?
He didn't say anything. He just said, here's some upcoming shows on Bravo.
I love Andy Cohen.
I know, honey. We're going to be on the show.
Amazing.
It'll be awesome. Yeah.
Is there any other things that you're afraid of that might happen?
I just afraid that, you know, it's really scary when you put yourself out there on camera. Like, they're editing. It's 8 episodes. They're going to edit. They shot hundreds of hours, and they're going to edit into, you know, and in 1 hour, 8 1-hour shows. So they've obviously created a character around me and, oh, we need Emily to say this here and do that. And did she do that? And like, so they're creating, I don't know what they're going to make of me. So that makes me nervous that I could be misrepresented by the editing process. But I also, again, did not do anything that I regret.
Cool.
That I remember. I have a really bad memory.
Yeah, you do.
There was a few funny scenes with Menace, though. We went out for drinks and did some things. So it'll be fun.
Terrible.
Do you regret anything?
No, I've told you in the past, we can't talk about it right now, but, there's just one thing. It was just talking about somebody before I met them.
Right.
That's all.
Okay. So it'll be fun. Check that out. Come in summer to your cable box.
It's crazy.
Crazy times. And we can finally talk about it. So it's interesting. So check out my pages, Sex with Emily on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. And you can find Menace, White Menace.
On everything.
On everything. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
I posted a screenshot of you and I together.
Oh, you did?
From Bravo.
I haven't
did
checked it.
Did you see it?
No.
Almost got like 100 likes
no
on it.
No friggin' way.
Yeah. On my Facebook, it's just ridiculous.
You post. Oh, I haven't
posted
been
on
Instagram.
You haven't?
I'm on Instagram too, Sex with Emily. I've been busy, dude.
Yeah, man. I put, see, look, I put that
on.
Screenshot. That's
oh my God,
crazy.
It was so cute.
People,
can I like
it?
Oh, no, it's
yeah.
your phone. Oh, you use a heavy phone.
Yeah, people love it.
Oh my God,
look
that's
that.
So cool.
So
yeah, it's awesome. It's going to be awesome. Menace and I on television. Yeah, we're really excited about
so
it.
So how many times are we going to talk about it before it airs?
I think every day. No,
no
that'll be annoying to our
yeah.
listeners, right? You guys will be annoyed.
Yeah.
You'll be like,
will this remind you that it's coming?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll remind
it.
You. And we don't know yet when it's going to air, so can't say much more about that right now. But it's going to be awesome. And go check out the promo on my page or wherever. Okay, we've got some sex in the news for you today. There's a condom stashing iPhone case coming very, very soon.
Really?
The Playa case for iPhones is set to hit stores this summer with a bang. At least that's what its potential buyers are hoping for, because the Playa case's main feature is a sliding compartment that houses one condom.
Wow.
The cell phone for Casanova's retails for $30. So guys, save any Easter checks you score from grandma this weekend. Mm-hmm. Can't you just stick it in your pocket? In your wallet?
I mean, it gets messed up in your wallet.
It does get messed up in your wallet.
And if you put it in your pocket,
it falls out. Just like that dude at the premiere that...
Yeah, that Zac Efron, he was had...
Like a tween premiere.
Yeah, yeah. It was for the Lorax. And he was on the red carpet and he dropped it.
I love
the red
it.
Carpet. And I've definitely done that before where I've actually
it's embarrassing.
Been in a business and I dropped it but I didn't notice it. And then some lady walked in and go, "Oh, that's disgusting. Somebody put a condom on the floor." And I just pretended it wasn't me.
Of course he did. You're like, "That is disgusting." I've dropped tampons before in the middle of the road. That's fun. Not dirty tampons, just in the wrapper. But that's embarrassing too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had that happen actually at the airport too, where the person going through my bag dropped the condoms on the ground.
Oh, so, yeah. Embarrassing. But whatever. We all get laid.
Whatever.
We all want to get laid or we're trying to get laid.
I'm getting down, girl.
Are you going to have sex this weekend?
Yeah, maybe. I'll have sex. Yeah, I'm sure
okay,
I will.
I
have really no plans, I believe.
That's the best kind of
except
sex.
Except for the big wheel race, and I'm sure there's going to be
Can
a lot of...
Can we meet up
of,
there and drink and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot
is
of
it
sex
during the
is
day?
Going on. Yeah, it's during the day.
I think it's Dolores Park, but maybe not.
No,
they need a raceway.
Yeah, they used to do it down Lombard Street.
Oh,
in San Francisco,
crazy!
Which
the
is,
curviest street in the world.
It's actually not.
Oh,
Vermont
it's a
Street.
Lie. You're right.
Vermont Street in San Francisco is the.
Oh,
street.
I drive that too.
But I will call you. I'll let
okay,
you know when
promise,
it's going down.
Call me every 5 minutes.
At.
Okay,
I will.
I love when we
Totes.
Talk. Okay, so our next Sex in the News story: new need for post-birth Kegel exercises. Rate of twins has doubled in the last 20 years.
Post. Before? Or-
post. So Kegel exercises help women with urinary incontinence.
Yeah.
So one of the big things about Kegels is women who have babies. My friend came to my office with a baby yesterday, and she's like, "Oh my God, I have to do Kegels." Because what happens is your bladder gets loose and you have something called urinary incontinence. Mm-hmm. And you need to tighten those muscles so you don't basically pee in your pants every minute.
Oh, yeah.
It, leaks.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
That happens a lot. So Kegel exercises are for men and women, but the American concept of buy one, get one free has extended to babies in the past 2 decades. Listen to this. 1 in 30 children born today are a twin.
Wow.
That's friggin' crazy.
That's insane.
1 in 30?
I know a couple set of twins.
Yeah, I do too. With women using fertility treatments and giving birth at older ages, the likelihood for twin, triplets, and other multiples has drastically increased. For triplets, in 2009, they were reported in every 651 babies. That's over 4 times as many as in 1980. It's it does seem like everyone's having twins, every celebrity, but it's because they're older and using fertility treatments. Mm-hmm. But Kegel exercises, I have an app called Kegel Camp. You can download it in the iTunes store, and it helps you do your Kegel exercises, which are really good for men and women. It helps you have longer, stronger orgasms, maintain erections, and my voice walks you through it.
I would love to have twins if I have children.
Yeah, get it all out of the way at once. You
Identical
might if you
twins.
Keep waiting.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, if you keep waiting.
What about you?
You're young. I know.
Waiting.
I'm going to have quadruplets, whatever that is. I'm going to have 18 children. Okay. Georgetown flooded with... Oh, this is so bad.
What?
Georgetown flooded with photos of woman's ass courtesy of her ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
He's pissed, I guess. Taking the whole post-naking pictures of your ex online form of petty revenge one step further.
That's not good, though.
A man in Lawrenceville, Georgia has posted a racy cell phone picture of his ex-girlfriend, complete with her name, address, and phone number in bathrooms, barbershops, and garden supply stores all over her hometown. The woman, who recently ended her relationship with a vengeful public artist, has since been afraid to leave her house or answer the phone, with calls and texts coming from places as varied as Red Lobster, the Shell station, and Lowe's. So basically, this douchebag she broke up with was like, "I'm going to get her back, and I'm going to post pictures of her naked ass and put her phone number on it." That's mean. Small little town. It's probably a town, Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Yeah, Lawrenceville, Georgia.
I mean, I think that exes are idiots. Like, I had an ex once do something very revengeful to me. You remember the story at the time, but
I do.
Something really bad happened. I told him a secret about something that was very personal, and we broke up, and he posted it on Facebook. I blocked him from Facebook, and he was awful. So revenge sucks, and people are assholes, and get over it, move on, and whatever.
I mean, look, if somebody cheats on you or whatever they do, being revengeful is not going to anything.
But what happens is people don't take a deep breath. They're like, "This, I want to get that." It's in that anger stage. There's five stages of grieving. It's like death. And the first stage is anger. And if you get caught in that angry stage when you first break up with somebody, you're going to do something crazy, like rip off their windshield wipers and post naked pictures of their ass throughout the town.
Yeah. I mean, I would never do that.
I'm not a mean person. I'm not spiteful. Okay, so Kim and Kanye, it's official apparently because they went to the movies.
Oh my God, no. I was so excited yesterday.
Why?
Because Russell Simmons, who owns Def Jam Recordings, he tweeted and he's like, new Kanye. And so he tweeted out a link and it was to a new Kanye song. And I'm like, yes, you know me.
Right, you love Kanye West.
Love Kanye. I feel I understand him, right. Even though he comes off as a dull douche.
That's why you understand him.
That's why I understand him. And it was a new Kanye song, and 30 seconds in the song, he starts talking about Kim Kardashian, saying how he's in love with her.
Saying, 30 minutes into the song?
He's like, the only person that I have respect for is Wiz. And now Wiz is the person that – Wiz Khalifa is the guy that's engaged to his ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
And he's like, the only person I have respect for is Wiz because I fell in love with Kim right when she fell in love with him. Talking about his ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Fell in love with Wiz Khalifa.
So they're dating and in love.
He dropped a song about her online and they just went and saw Hunger Games. I don't know.
Oh my
that
God.
That looks like love
so
to
that's
me, everybody.
Good. She was single for about, you know, 6 days or something.
And I was talking earlier today with a friend of mine, and she said, oh, Kanye West is ugly. Kim Kardashian can do way better and all this stuff.
But you love Kanye.
And I said, how do you not believe that Kanye could pull somebody like Kim Kardashian? Women love guys that are confident. Kanye West is pretty confident himself.
And confidence is the sexiest thing in an individual for men and for women.
And I believe that Kanye West can keep a woman in check like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I believe that he could do it in such a way where it would work. Because remember when we talked about Kim Kardashian in the past where we felt she could only date somebody that's totally submissive.
Right.
Because she would have to be in control of the situation. Right. But I think that Kanye West is so confident in himself that she would bow down to him.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe she needs to get whipped into shape.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they say it takes half your relationship to half – as long as you were dating. If you're going through a breakup right now, let's say you dated someone for 2 years. They say it takes a year to get over them. She was married for 72 days. So that's 36 days she's over them.
Yeah.
So she's ready to move on.
Do you think it's going to last?
Kim and Kanye?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't think...
There's going to be lots of egos, butting heads. Do you think she's going to get rushing to the altar to get married for a fourth time?
No, I don't believe that.
I
believe careers would probably come in.
But maybe. I do not know what's going to happen with anyone. You never know. You can look at it. You never know which couples work, which couples don't work. Mm. We'll see what happens. Sexual athletics bench causes alarm for upper-class hotel. Guests of the 5-star Clay Hall Hotel in the quaint riverside English town of Spalding are getting more than they bargained for, with a bench facing their rooms being turned into a prime local shagging spot.
What?
So apparently, people from the town are coming to this bench in this hotel and having sex. The under-30s and the Eastern Europeans go on so long, it's as if they're turning making love into an Olympic sport. The cold winter put an end to the public passion. The whole staff is now calling the police up to 3 times a day. I would not want to be staying at that hotel. I don't want money back.
Why not?
Unless
what
I
are
was
you
banging
talking
on the
about?
Bench. I don't want to listen to random people having sex outside my nice hotel room.
That is so prude of you.
No. I don't want to listen to random people having sex ever. I want to listen to like people I want to like watch porn or like people I know having sex. But I don't want to hear random people having sex. It's distracting.
I heard random people having sex other day and I didn't even tell you about it because I totally forgot. The power went out on my block.
Okay.
And it was pitch black. It was during nighttime. So I opened up the door into the hallway where all the other apartments shared the hallway. And all I hear is, like, they didn't care that the power was out. They were just going
at it. Well, what else are you going to do?
I never heard that before in my apartment building, but
that's crazy.
They were going at it.
So did that turn you on to hear people having sex?
Slightly. But at the same time, I was still shocked. I was like, what?
Do you know who they are? Or just
I didn't
neighbors?
Know who they are. Okay. I was trying to figure out which apartment it was coming from.
Well, you
from.
Know that I have lesbians next door and downstairs, and I have the thinnest apartment walls that have ever been created in the world. My apartment building's from like the 1900s. And I can hear they're lesbians next door below. I can hear her tongue on her vagina. That's how friggin' thin the walls are. they have sex all the time downstairs and then right below me. And I hear them going off all the time. And that's hot.
Yeah. And they get on you for walking around in heels, correct?
Oh, my God. I wear heels all the time. I wear my Uggs now. And I go home and I put on flip-flops, but they hate me because I'm loud. I'm loud. I'm on the phone. I'm talking. I wear heels. I'm on the top floor. But you know what, bitch? You should get on the top floor, too.
Yeah, ho.
Ho, get your ass on the top floor. But, why the hell do you think I live on the top floor of the apartment building so I don't have to listen to people?
It is pretty loud, though, because I sit in a soundproof room. I'm usually here before you,
no,
except
not
for today.
This story again.
I was an hour late. But every time you get here to the studio, I can hear you from across the room as I sit in a soundproof room.
I wear high heels. 5 inches every day. Can't help it. Can't walk without them.
When did you become obsessed with the 5-inch heel?
It's funny because I was looking at some of my older shoes and I realized they were 3-inch heels.
They just get bigger and bigger?
And they're too short for me now.
Oh, you're a size queen.
I'm a size queen. I'm a 5-inch size queen. I met a guy when I was in Vegas last week who said he'd buy me a pair of Christian Louboutins.
Oh, you love that.
And I gave him my address and my shoe size, but they haven't come yet.
Your address and your shoe size?
He said he'd send me a pair. He didn't send me a pair yet. These are like $900 shoes that I really want a pair of.
Well, the cheapest ones are $600-something, I think.
You get me a pair?
You want me to buy you a pair? If I get my new job, I'll buy you a pair.
Okay, got it.
Because I'll make enough money.
Okay, I'll get you a pair too whatever you want. Okay, well, we've got some emails for you. Thanks, you're listening to the Sex with Emily show, and we love our show. We love you listening. You can listen to us on sexwithemily.com and get us through iTunes or here on SiriusXM Extreme Talk 165 on Friday nights. Okay, some emails from the peeps. Thanks for emailing us, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Do you know in the Bay Area they say weeples?
What's that mean?
My people.
My weeples?
My weeples.
Like wees and peoples?
Yeah.
Oh, my weeples.
My weeples.
You're my weeps.
From the weeples.
Here's the weeples. Okay, this is random, but dear Emily, kegels make me so horny. Not at first, but after the first week or two, I actually feel like I needed sex. Not my mind, my body. LOL. From Lisa. She's probably referring to my Kegel Camp app. And it's true, when you do more Kegel exercises, they take you 5 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day, and you will have stronger orgasms and you will be horny too. I've heard that. I get horny doing them.
How horny?
So horny. I'm doing them now.
Tell me.
I'm doing them now. No, because
Are you really horny?
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting all wet. because you're like pulsing your PC muscles. You're contracting, releasing them. And I can see that she gets
horny.
Well,
did you say there you used to use this workout
I used
thing
to get
at
orgasms
the
at the gym when I did the Thighmaster machine, the one that you push your thighs in and out. And mostly women use that machine. And I would have crazy orgasms. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It was freaking awesome.
Do you think people
awesome. Couldn't
see
couldn't
the, tell. Nah, they could see.
They couldn't tell. I wasn't going, I wasn't making any noises.
Sure, but there was a face, probably. Like a face. Like,
it was like,
oh,
holy shit, this is awesome. It's only 7 a.m. and I'm having an orgasm by myself. It was awesome. Okay, hey, Emily, just listened to the Deal Breakers podcast and Menace said something about how guys don't find short hair attractive or women with short hair.
Oh, God, here we go.
Women with short hair aren't hot.
Oh,
he's
God.
So wrong. Please correct him. Kevin Deal. That's from Kevin. Menace, women with short hair can be super hot. I already did correct him, Kevin. We just don't agree on this.
People just take little things that I say and not listen to the whole sentence.
No, Menace, you were pretty clear. You pretty much said women with short hair are not attractive.
I said, hey, there's gonna be some guys out there that think it's super attractive. I took a survey with many men, and they prefer, not like they wouldn't date a girl that had short hair, but they prefer long hair. The only people that really think, oh, that's so cute. Oh, she looks like a little pixie. Oh, that's amazing. Is other chicks. Because other chicks don't
Not
want
true.
Other chicks to look
My
hot.
My brother loves short hair.
Because they want to take all your
My
men.
My brother, who you love,
yes,
loves women with short hair.
Well,
so you can't speak
that's
for every man. You're really
them.
Speaking
I really
for
like
yourself.
That guy.
I mean, you're like, bummer, I loved your brother.
Yeah, but look. Some women can actually pull it off and they look amazing.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
But you know what? They would look even more amazing if they had longer hair.
I don't know, Menace. That's your opinion and that's fine, Kevin. But thanks for writing in because I don't agree with them.
Kevin, don't worry.
It's fine. Okay,
I'm not going to stop you from dating chicks with short hair.
Yeah, I don't agree. But that's – Kevin, I'm telling him that he's wrong. Okay, dear Emily, we are a married couple looking for a sex-positive psychotherapist in North Dallas, Texas area to help us talk through our issues and find a solution. We would also consider talking to a therapist via Skype. Do you know of any or how to find one? Regards, Brian from Dallas, Texas. He's a premium Friends with Benefits member. You people realize that if you become a Friends with Benefits member on our website, you get your answers to your emails right away, and you get lots of other perks. So basically, there are websites like Therapist Ratings. It has its ratings with a Z that rates therapists by location and gives information on the therapist's specialty. Also, Yelp can be really helpful because people share their intimate personal experiences and they rate the therapists. Now, another way to do it, and I'm sure a lot of them do them on Skype now, I would go to your primary care physician if you want your insurance to cover it, and ask them for some recommendations and see if there's anyone in your coverage plan that works. And another thing, this might be something that you want to keep to yourself, but you might want to ask some friends or some people you know that have had therapy. I found a lot of therapists through recommendation, and I would also recommend seeing three people or two to three people, because not everyone's going to be a good match. Like shopping for a therapist is like shopping for a apartment or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or anything. You really like, there's some things you like, some things you don't like, and you got to see how you jive with them. So just because you find one name, you might not like that person. I had a therapist once who I loved, thought she changed my life. I had my friend go. He's like, I couldn't stand her. So you just, it's so different. I had the vice versa experience. So that's what I would say. So therapistratings.com and Yelp is a great place. And then talk to your physician. That's how you find it. Okay. Hey there, Emily. It's not about domination for me. It's more about sex that can really bring a couple closer together. Not to mention the fun effing each other's bums. He's talking about anal sex.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that.
If my lover gets a power trip out of it, I'm happy for her, as long as she doesn't get carried away and pummel my ass hard. I'm single, unfortunately, though I do have a good friend that I get along with and is seemingly open to chatting about sex. I've spoken to her over the phone. Yep, I haven't met her yet. I'm hoping she's the one. I believe one can still have an amazing and kinky sex they desire with one partner. Not sure how to bring up the subject of pegging with the lover. It'd have to be through phases to ease her into it so she doesn't freak out. Maybe I can massage her buttocks and pay attention to the area in the hope she sooner or later does the same to me. If she does, maybe I should push back on her hands or mouth, gyrating my hips and moaning in encouragement? Nader, Sydney, Australia, premium Friends with Benefits member.
Well, okay. Thanks for not being descriptive.
That was so descriptive, I know.
Yeah.
Basically, he wants to be penetrated. And I got to tell you, we talk about this in the show all the time. A lot. It's very common for men. It feels really good. There's butt plugs. There's different sex toys. There's strap-on dildos. And I would say that how you broach it with her is just kind of a conversation that's like, well, what are your fantasies? And you start talking to each other about what turns each other on. And you can tell her, just be like, you know what? I've never been paid. Penetrated my ass, but everyone at Sex with Emily says it feels amazing. Because this is my fear. There's legions of straight men who are not experiencing this amazing feeling by getting something stuck up their ass, their prostate massage, and they're missing out on this incredible thing. It's like you are walking around with this experience that you could have, walking around with this opportunity, and you're not taking advantage of it. So I would say, if she seems to be open to talking about sex, you can ask her, have you ever penetrated a man before? You can ask her, and she might say yes, which would be great. She might say no, and you'd say, have you ever thought about it? You could be like, well, I've thought about it. I've been listening to the show about it, and I've always been a little curious. And that's how you can take it from there. There's things you can buy. There's the Velvet Thrust Kit from Good Vibrations. And anyone, if you want to buy anything from Good Vibes, you go to goodvibes.com. You use coupon code GVEMILY15 for 15% off purchases from Good Vibrations. They're awesome. And there's this harness kit. It's a velvet harness paired with the spot-on stimulation of the bullseye dildo. option of vibration stimulation from little bullet styles, and one bottle of lube is included. But, you know, I'd start so with fingers. Maybe you do stick your finger up her butt and she stings her finger up your butt. But a lot of times it doesn't work that way. Right, Menace?
Yeah, it doesn't. I actually seen, you don't watch these movies, but the Jackass movies.
Ugh.
Ugh. Dude, they had like this dildo launcher, looked like a bazooka, and they were shooting it at guys' asses. I don't recommend that. That must really hurt.
Yeah, but I just think Nader's got to – it's like ripping a Band-Aid off by talking about it.
Yeah.
You just got to be like, I think I'm interested in that. I'd like to try it.
I could see why this would be
a hard topic.
A really hard topic to bring up.
Yeah, because women will be like, oh my God. There's a DVD called Bend Over Boyfriend. You can also buy it at Good Vibrations. It's one of the most popular DVDs about anal penetration for men. Mm. Bend Over Boyfriend. You could probably download it on iTunes.
Yeah. Or you can try this movie. I'm not even joking.
Sure.
No, I'm not. There's a movie called Road Trip. And it's a hilarious movie. So you can say, oh, hey, I want to watch this movie called Road Trip. And in the movie, they go over the subject. And to see, as you're watching this funny movie, if the person's into it or not.
Okay.
Milking the prostate.
Milking the prostate.
Yeah. No. It was a really big part of the movie.
Okay.
And I think it would be a little subtle way to get a vibe on.
Watch the movie with her and see, like, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
Watch porn together.
They're like, oh, that's so hilarious. He went and fingers up his butt. And
there's so much you can do. You could get a butt plug, stick a butt plug in there.
She's like, oh, do you want that? I'm like, hey, we can try it, whatever.
I think you got to try it, Menace. I think it'd be good for you.
No, you and
yes, I do.
Wanting to stick things up my butt.
I'm sorry.
Understand.
I do want to stick things up your butt. Is that so wrong?
Yes, it is very wrong for
Speaking
you to
Speaking of sticking things up your anything.
Yes.
I brought in my new favorite vibrator.
What is that?
It's my new favorite vibrator. I got it at Good Vibes. Goodvibes.com. Use coupon code GVEmily15. You get whatever, 15% off. It is so awesome. It's by Jejou, which is a brand of sex toys. J-E-J-O-U-E. And it's called the Mimi.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a flat egg.
It's like a flat
black.
Egg. A black flat egg. Mm-hmm. And let me turn it on for you. You hold it for 3 seconds. And it's amazing couples vibrator. You can look at, if you're watching this, do you know you can watch the show?
Yeah, it sounds like a phaser gun from Star Trek.
It's powerful, but you could use it during sex. You could easily cup it in your hand, put it over your clitoris. It's powerful.
Oh, God.
It's discreet. I love it. And it charges through your USB. It's really strong.
It's making my hands numb.
I know. That's why it's so awesome. Turning it off now. I just wanted to talk about the Mimi because
it could fit up somebody's butt.
It's my new favorite toy.
You can't even turn it off.
I just wanted to show you.
One of those things that charges like an iPhone? Put it on a dock.
Charges like
something?
An iPhone.
That's cool.
Yeah, and here's the package I'm showing the camera. Jeju.
It looks very classy.
It's super classy, and it's the thing about vibrators is they're changing. Like, most of them are women need for clitoral stimulation. So if you're with a chick, and you're a woman listening, and you cannot have orgasms easily during sex. Get this sex toy because I think it will help you. And it's very discreet. It's quiet and it'll get you off. I have been happy with it. I haven't used it during intercourse yet, but I will let you know. I'll report back soon.
All right. Where'd you get that again?
Good Vibes. Good Vibrations.
Oh, it was Good Vibes. I thought
good
it was because you just got back from Vegas and I thought you got some toys there.
Oh my God. I got so many toys in Vegas. It's crazy. I'll review some of those soon. But I was at the sex toy show in Vegas. But this I got from Good Vibes and it's amazing.
I am very surprised.
Why?
Real quick. Not to go too off topic.
Okay.
But I tweeted about you last night and I thought it was a very heartfelt tweet.
My God.
And you didn't even bring it up.
Oh my God.
No, it's cool. No, that's cool.
No,
whatever.
No. Menace, we talked about it. Oh my God. We talked about it today in the office 3 times.
About what?
Your sweet tweet. That
a
was
sweet
the most
tweet.
Heart. That was the nicest tweet. Didn't we, Steven? Intern Steven, before we left the office, my God, I retweeted it.
Okay.
It was so nice.
All right.
Menace, I was like kind of shocked and almost cried. And I'm sorry I didn't bring it up because you were an hour late and I was sleeping.
Okay.
When you got here, that was so nice.
I try.
Would you like to repeat what it said?
See how special it is now? See that I don't compliment you all the freaking time?
Yeah, just once in 7 years.
And then when I do it once in 7 years, it means a lot, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Don't cry on me. for real.
I gotta tell you what it said.
He can't cry at me for real.
Menace, that was like just out of nowhere.
That's just...
Usually you bash me or whatever.
No, I don't. Not all the time.
It's so nice. This is what he wrote on Twitter.
All right.
He said, "The story of Sex with Emily, a.k.a. Emily Morse, is amazing. She started a radio show from a living room and now has Bravo TV show. Now has a Bravo TV show." And then he put pound awesome.
That's how I roll. See, now that's a compliment that you can take to the bank.
You really? That was really
sweet.
I know.
Sweet, I think that's a really – dude, that's a really cool story, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's a cool – yeah.
If people, people are listening on XM, they don't know everything about the show. It's not like you walked into a radio station and you started Sex with Emily. Like, you really started the show from your living room with a recording device.
With a recording device 7 years ago.
Yeah.
No money, no nothing, no listeners. I just, yeah.
Just started doing it. And then you got popular on iTunes, CBS Radio. Took notice. They put you on the air for a while, and it's not your fault that you got taken off the air. The whole station did.
Went out of business, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, we got on terrestrial radio again, and it's really hard to do this show on
terrestrial. It's hard to do sex on regular AM, FM.
Yeah, yep. FCC problems. And then, you know, we kept on finding homes.
Kept doing it. Menace has been with me by my side for many years, and he was the one when I cried when my other station, when it didn't work out. And he came over my house that night and he was like, "We're going to keep doing the show. We're going to do it every week." And we came to Stitcher Studios.
Yeah.
And we started doing it. And it's been about 2-3 years that we've been doing it every single week, no matter what. Like, we're not making a friggin' dime.
Yeah.
I just love the show. I want to help people with their sex life. So does Menace. And you've always been there for me.
I try.
And you are loyal and I love you.
Thank you.
And oh, I won't get into that now.
Okay.
People have to watch it on television. But
all right, okay.
I did cry talking about you because how loyal you are and how good you are.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. But thanks for that tweet.
You're great too.
Thanks.
All right. Turning it into a love fest.
Oh my God.
But I was very surprised you did not bring it up when I entered the room.
Well, I was sleeping because you were an hour late.
Okay. I got it. It's hard parking
here. I literally
here
was
in
sleeping
our city.
And I was not only was I sleeping, I was drooling. Sleeping.
Yeah. You're like, "Oh, I'm falling asleep." I get off the phone. I've been up since 4 a.m. in nonstop meetings.
Tired.
You're like, "Oh, I'm tired." What did you do last night? Or who did you do last night?
I didn't do anyone last night, but I did do dinner with my friend who owns Flower and Water. And he said, anytime.
Oh, I got your text. Yeah, yeah.
He said, "Anytime you guys want to come."
Thank you.
So when we'll make a plan. It's a really good restaurant in San Francisco called Flower and Water. And my friend owns it. And I'm like, "Menace hasn't been here yet." He's like, "Get him a table."
Sweet.
So you don't even have to go with me if you don't want.
All right. No, I'll go with you.
But you can go with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
So we've got some – it's a great restaurant. We've got amazing foods here in San Francisco. So – restaurants. But let's talk about some sex and dating rules.
And the rules are?
Okay. These are just some sex rules and some dating rules that we wrote up, and I thought we could have a discussion about them. These are kind of well-known, like, rules or beliefs. The first one is never sleep with someone on the first date.
I'm for it.
You're for sleeping with someone on the first date?
Yeah, if you're into it and you're ready to go and you just want to do it, then do it.
I think that it's always better to wait to have sex. Not saying I haven't slept with a guy on the first date, because I have, but I always kind of regret it because I feel like once you have sex, which is a major thing, sex is so important. You're exchanging fluids, you're becoming connected, you're oxytocin, the chemicals in your brain are getting all connected to this guy. And why did you have to do it so quickly? You have nothing to look forward to. Why not get to know this person before you have sex with them? So I think that's true. Never sleep with someone on the first date. But dudes are like, "Bang me now."
Yeah, let's go. I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm actually going to call you even more. Right. I don't get the guys that hook up with a
They're
chick.
They're like, "Oh, she banged me on the first night."
Yeah,
she's
I'm not going to call her ever again. What?
Those are Guidos.
What the hell are you talking about? Yes, you just had sex with me. I am going to call you again. We'll hang out. I will buy you dinner.
You buy dinner?
I will buy you dinner.
Oh my God. Okay, what about
you get a free meal out of it?
What about sleeping with someone on a third date? Do you think that's more common? Third date?
Yeah. Which is really crazy to me because I know it's not the 1950s anymore, but it's so funny how this the transition of people sleeping with each other. Back then it's like, "Oh, you can't you can't sleep with me until you give me your promise ring or until we get married.
I know.
And now it's just like, oh, you know, you go on 3 dates, you go to the movies, you go to a restaurant, and then you go to McDonald's, and now you can bang me.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
And if there was a girl that I was really, really into, I would probably be willing to wait a really long time to have sex with her.
Okay, good. How long?
It depends on how long I am into her. I mean, okay. Like how much I'm into her.
Right. But there is this typical, yeah. Like, it's kind of known other that people sleep on the third date.
Yeah. But I have done the Jedi mind trick where the woman's like, oh, you know, I have to date somebody for a really long time before I can have sex with them. And I go, okay, that's perfectly fine with me. I have nothing against that. That's happened to me twice in my life and twice. When they said that, I slept with them that night.
That's
I think
crazy.
That maybe it was a test. Maybe it was a test.
You
or
slept with them that night, and they said they weren't going to sleep with you on the first night.
Yeah, like this one. The one girl said I would have to date her for 6 months before I could sleep with her, and I said that's totally fine. That's cool because I was having fun hanging out with her, and I said yeah, that's cool. After I said that was cool, like seriously, within 35 minutes, I was having sex with her.
I'm just one question for you. How many shots of tequila?
No shots of tequila were involved with this situation at all either.
Any alcohol?
No alcohol.
That's crazy.
I know that's really crazy for me too because I like putting alcohol in the mix, but no.
That's crazy.
It was just like I had to talk to them. It was weird.
It was weird. We had to have a conversation.
We had a conversation.
Maybe she
I had
just
to
wanted
show
to know
was...
that you had to show that you were cool with it if she didn't, and then yeah. She banged you.
Yeah, that's and I was showing theory. That I had understanding, which I totally understand. I'm right. Not going to put a pressure on a chick to have sex with me at all.
Okay.
Not going to do it.
No.
I don't care.
I hate the guy who puts my hand on his pants and like, let's
yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Never date or have sex with your friend's ex.
No. You can't do that.
But isn't there a certain
statute? Bros before hoes, man.
Okay. But isn't there a certain statute of limitations? Like, we live in a small town. Everyone's dated everybody. What if
no,
your friend dated?
See, you're cool with this situation. That's why you're biased.
What if someone dated someone 5 years ago?
Can't do it, man.
But what if you ask your friend, you're like, I find her hot. I want to go out with your ex. And he's moved on and he's married, let's say.
No, because it's still a weird situation because people get together and they do things together and we're like, oh, now I'm married. Here's my wife. Oh, here's my buddy who's banging my ex-girlfriend who
it's
I used
weird.
To have sex with.
I agree that it's weird.
And I know it's not as – I know we live in San Francisco and it's super common.
Yeah, and everyone sleeps with everyone.
Everyone sleeps with everybody. But like outside of our wacky world here, our 7x7 miles, it's just not as cool with everybody.
Right. No, I agree. And I agree if you want to do it, though, you have to talk to your friend first.
Yeah. And okay. Do you know what? Actually, it's something kind of similar I brought up on my other radio show. It was huge. I have an ex-girlfriend that I dated that just recently got engaged.
Okay.
But I kind of maybe made out with her sister a couple of times.
Okay.
Now I asked everybody, is it cool for me to date her sister now since she's engaged?
Engaged. Yes.
Now that's a situation for it to be cool. That's for her and her sister to discuss.
Right.
You know?
Does she want to date you now?
I don't know. Maybe okay. Possibly I could date her okay. If I wanted to, if I went after her. I
okay.
could maybe make it happen because
okay.
she's like hit me up before to hang out.
Right.
Even before when her sister was single too. And I think that it might be a little bit weird.
I don't want to
see my ex-girlfriend's fiance. Like, what am I going to say? Oh, yeah,
that's
you know,
true.
Your fiance used to go down on me and, you know,
yeah.
It was amazing.
I don't know. I feel like we all had sex. We're getting older. We've slept with different people. It doesn't matter. Okay, never ask a guy out. This is controversial. Would you like to be asked out by a woman?
Hell yeah, I would.
Okay.
There's that's a lot old school of, there's
a,
mentality.
That's old school. But there's a lot of women who will never ask a guy out. There's the wait for a man to call you.
Yeah, I hate that because you always talk to those women
there's
years
There's a lot
later,
of those women.
Talk to those women years later like, oh, I was so into you. I go, because men,
they didn't
we,
know.
We
don't know. Men
yeah,
don't know.
Men,
you got to let
the
them know that you like them. And it's okay to ask a guy out. Okay, he pays on a first date.
Of course, that's always
yes,
has
you
happened.
Agree with that.
Totally
even
agree.
If she asked you out, would
yeah.
you pay in the first date?
Of course, I would.
Because there is some school of thought that if whoever does the asking does the paying.
Yeah, no.
I agree that the guy should always pay the first date. It's just not hot if you don't pay.
Yeah, even though
Take me to Red Lobster. I don't care. Okay, I kind of care. But pay.
I love women that take care of their men, and you know they financially support each other equally. I love that. That's the type of person that I'm looking for. But on the first date, I'm old school on that. You got to pay, guys.
Yeah,
you can't go Dutch. You can't bring your Groupon.
No
on the
Groupons.
Date.
No coupons on the date.
You know, if you can't afford to take a girl out to a nice restaurant, just put off the date, man.
The date, or just take her to something that's free. Every Thursday night, the museum has open door. You know, a lot of museums have like wine and open night, whatever. Mm. There's stuff to do in every city that doesn't cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay. And most women, I've read these stories and polls ad nauseum, they're not as wooed by the big fancy dinner and the thing that they are that just that you thought of something creative and you asked them out. They're just like to see you. You don't
any date that I do, it's super creative.
Right.
I just remember something that they like.
You take them to concerts. Yeah. And it's cool.
I remember that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
It's way better than just taking them to some random restaurant.
I agree. Okay, here's some sex rules. Never have sex without a condom with someone you don't know.
Unless they're super hot.
No. No sex without, I don't care how hot they are. I don't care what. You do not know this person's history. You've got to get a condom and keep it in your new condom. We just talked about a condom case, iPhone case.
Oh, my God. They're coming out with so many amazing cases. That's why what we were talking about earlier,
it was so heavy, though. Your phone's so heavy. It's like,
yeah,
I'm
but
like, oh
my God. I have a double battery on it. It lasts forever.
That's really cool.
Lasts forever.
It's freaking heavy. You're like, hello?
I even, dude, they're coming out with this new thing that I'm gonna tell you right now. They are going to be one of my future sponsors already. They already signed the deal today. Is this new case where it has a credit card on the back that puts all your credit cards on one card.
Oh, my God.
And
that's
You can even put your gift card amount on the card.
Oh, I want that.
So you select, I want to pay with my Visa. And then you select Visa, you pull out the card, and then it takes the money out of your Visa.
You actually have to still have the physical cards in the card case.
Yeah, in the
One card.
Yeah.
You don't know. That's cool. You're doing a good job for them.
Yeah, good. I just signed it today. I was so blown away by the technology, I forgot the name.
Okay, got it. Okay. Never
virtual wallet.
Never ejaculate on someone's face without asking if it's okay.
No, come on. You girls like it.
Ask first.
It's like moisturizer.
No, it's not. It's not. Say, I would like to come on your face. Are you cool with that?
And they would say.
Some would say yes. Some would be like, no.
And then the ones
don't
that say no.
Don't just do it. Don't just ejaculate on her face. Okay. Don't use dirty talk the first time you sleep with someone. I don't know about that. I think you can use dirty talk. I think if you get the vibe that person's into it, or if someone says like, God, you're so fucking hot, and you start swearing, and then someone else is like, what?
I had one girl say, stop it.
She did?
Yeah, it's funny.
I love dirty talk.
I started trying to talk dirty to her because the girl that I was... Because, you know, you always try to take whatever you learned from the girl before. And then I was sleeping with this girl, and I started trying to talk dirty to her. And then she's like, oh, stop it. Blah, blah. And I go, okay, fine. And then we didn't sleep together for probably like six years after that. I mean, we slept after she told me shut up, we slept together a couple times. And then we took a break for like 6 years. Then we get in bed with each other. And look who has the sailor mouth now.
Seriously?
Not me.
7 years later?
Yeah.
She was like, I want to suck the chrome off
filthy.
Your cock. Yeah, that's awesome.
Filthy.
I think dirty talk is awesome. I mean, for me, it personally turns me on. A lot of women are offended a lot about it. A lot of guys can't do it or don't like it or they're offended by it. But it's something that you got to tread lightly. Like, baby, your ass is so hot or something. Don't be like, I want to, you know, don't go too dirty right away.
I want to dive into your colon.
Right.
You don't want to say that.
No. Don't say that. That's not even hot. I don't even know what you're talking about. If someone goes down on you, you should go down on them. True or false? Not always. case.
You are going to say true.
No, I'm not. What? I'm saying it's a case by case basis.
But you are so pro guys going down.
Oh, I love when a guy goes down on me, but just because he went down on me doesn't mean that that moment I got to get up and go down on him.
What?
No, I'm busy.
You selfish.
I'm into it. No, I would. I think it's nice to reciprocate, but it almost bothers me when I go down on a guy and then he's like, I want to go down on you. It's almost like sometimes you only have time for one. During foreplay. It's
a
nice gesture.
And then she did not go down on me.
You'd be bummed?
Totes.
What if she did last night and tonight you go down on her?
Totes. She went on down on me the night before, but then she's not going to go down on me that night?
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like every time you go down on me, I go down on you. I touch your boobies, you touch my boobies.
That was actually, I don't want to give away the movie, but there's a movie that's out, still in the theaters, 21 Jump Street. They talk about this situation.
They do?
Yeah. And
about
oral
sex?
It's pretty hilarious, yeah.
I got to see it. Okay, always tell someone what you want in bed. These are some sex rules. It's true. Always tell someone what you want in bed. You are losing out. If you know what you want and you're lying there getting pounded by some guy and you know what you want and you're not telling him, or you're a guy and you're pounding some girl, hopefully not too hard or as hard as she wants it, speak up, people. Say what you want. I want you to grab my ass and I want you to grab it hard. Talk about it. What's the problem?
What did you feel about, I was lying in bed with a girl and I turned over to her and I go, she asked me, she's like, what do you want sexually?
Oh.
And I said,
I thought you were going to say like a cheeseburger. Yeah.
No, but I'd be like, okay, well, what really gets me horny if you get out of bed, get in the kitchen, make me a delicious meal.
Right.
I would have sex with you. After the sex is over, we don't cuddle and I turn over to the side. That's what I want. I'm being truthful.
Right. You're like, I'm not a cuddler.
I don't want to cuddle. It's very hot.
Do you ever
want
to cuddle for a second? You don't even get off on cuddling. Like if a woman lays on your chest, doesn't that feel nice?
Feels hot. Very hot.
Do you know
not
how that's like my favorite thing in the whole world is
yeah,
lying
okay,
on a guy's
okay,
chest.
I'll take it for a little, but I'm very shifty when I'm sleeping. I'm like all
over the
place.
But what about right after she wants to lay her head in your chest?
How long could she want to lay the chest?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, I can maybe do five, but no more than that.
Seriously?
After the five, I got to turn. I got to turn over and go memes.
I love cuddling, but if you don't like it, tell your partner. Okay, give someone another chance to perform sexually if they weren't great the first time. People get better at sex. I think that's true.
No.
I think that's true.
Give him another chance,
man. Oh, my God. If he was a premature ejaculator, if he couldn't get hard, if he just effed up, I'm telling you that people get better. The first time that you've sex with someone is not always the best, and don't rule someone out because they weren't a good kisser or they were bad in bed.
Totally. Because there was this one girl, man, I would talk about it all the time.
What?
I waited a long time to have sex with her.
Oh, right. And you came like before she even got there. What? It's
terrible. Because you know me, I have talked about this many times. I usually prepare for these situations.
Pre-game.
Pre-gaming. All that. So I can just, you know, go forever as long as she wants me to go. But this one time is just like, I was trying to be, you know, going the original route of dating somebody
right
for a while and being
right
respectful and all this stuff. And then finally, when she let me have sex with her, it was gone.
And
it
then you never had sex with her again?
Never had sex with her again. See? That's
but
why you should have sex with them on
yeah,
the first
have
date
sex with them again if they come too quickly because they're just so excited and
yeah
happens. Okay, don't expect your partner to be able to orgasm. That is true. Not all women, especially on the first time a woman.
Or especially women in general. Jesus
yeah
H, man.
Women
I got to drive an 18-wheeler in there.
I know.
Before I can even.
30% of women only orgasm during sex. And the first time they have sex, that number's way lower because women are not as comfortable with your bodies yet. So don't expect the first time she's going to have an orgasm.
Unless you bring in tequila on the situation. It's a Friday.
But tequila does not necessarily mean an orgasm.
It means a good time.
Yeah, but she might not be able to have an orgasm the first time.
When are people going to start mailing us tequila bottles? I would love that.
Would you love tequila, honey? Well, I bought you tequila.
Yeah,
you drank it the first day.
Done. It's
what
gone
other kind do you want? You still want
vapor
that
right now.
What kind do you want?
901 Tequila, Patron.
We should get more sponsors.
Don Julio.
We should get alcohol sponsors. If you listen, if you're an alcohol sponsor, call me.
We love alcohol.
Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Big supporters. Anybody that talks bad about it is just jealous.
Right. I like tequila. I actually had, well, no, that was dirty martinis, but I had two dirty martinis last weekend and it felt really good.
Did it make you feel dirty?
Made me feel dirty.
Did you get dirty after?
I didn't get dirty after, but I do get a really nice buzz from a dirty martini.
How do you not get dirty after? Do you get horny when you're drunk?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Everybody does.
That's why you love it.
They start going through the cell phone. They start getting on the
I know.
Online.
I was out with my friend the other night who just broke up with his girlfriend. He's like, fix me up. So we were like going through my phone of like women and trying to fix him up with people like right away. And he was drunk.
It was funny because when I was drunk way back when people would use AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because you get home after you're drunk and you're just like, all right, who's online? And then you just start messaging.
Oh, yeah. You would, is that how you would meet people?
No, just like how I would
But what instant messenger, now you use GChat, right?
Yeah, but no one's on GChat how late anymore.
It used to be a whole thing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone for listening to the show. We gave you some sex and dating rules. We gave you a little sex in the news. Check out sexwithemily.com or emilymorse.com. It's all the same if you're in your office and you want to listen to the show and your boss won't get mad at you. We give sex advice. We improve your sex life. Check out my book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight, my app, Kegel Camp, and just everything happening at sexwithemily.com. Please, please, please become a Friends with Benefits member. And thanks to everyone at our Extreme XM 165 audience. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.